The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and South Florida Water Managers 2014 System Status Report is open for public comment until April 29th. It evaluates data that determines if Everglades restoration goals are being met. It also provides input for a report to Congress next year, one that's required every 5 years. The report says South Florida was drier than normal from 2009 to 2013, resulting in fewer discharges and higher salinities in estuaries and other ecosystems. This damaged seagrasses, oysters, and other things affected by high salinity. And it says Florida Bay has gotten worse since 2009, with lots of dead seagrass. Dr. Susan Gray, chief environmental scientist at the South Florida Water Management District, says the information helps them make decisions.
Are we on the right path? Are we building the right projects? Are we putting them in the right places? That's the longer view. On a shorter view, are we operating the best that we can? Are we getting water to where it's needed? And are we seeing the rebound in conditions that we hope to see in the ecosystem?
Gray says, not surprisingly, some conditions continue to degrade because they haven't been able to put projects in as quickly as they would like. She says it's important to take note of that when seeking to get projects funded. Gray invites people to look at the report and to offer their ideas via email, through snail mail, or in person at meetings April 21st at FIU in Miami or April 23rd at FGCU in Fort Myers. I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers.